The following program was produced in May of 2019 as part of the Yale 69 50th Class Reunion.
Kevin McKeown,
WIBC, New Haven.
Hi there, WYBCX. My name's Kevin McKeown. I'm Yale Class of 69, WYBC Class of 69. In the beginning, there was AM radio, WYBC 640, closed circuit to the Yale campus. For the most part, we played typical top 40 rock and roll, rhythm and blues. We could be heard all over the old campus and in the residential colleges, so we also carried Yale news and Yale sports.
The news and sports departments of the Yale Broadcasting Company present the Blatterball Special. The Blatterball Special, a concise, authoritative, and virtually indisputable account of the history, pageantry, and deep national significance of the annual Dartmouth Weekend Big Ball Classic.
This Saturday morning on the old campus, a crowd of 2,000 is expected to be on hand to witness WYBC's 268th consecutive bladder ball victory since the founding of the sport, and coincidental founding of the university in 1701. Certainly a major factor in this unbroken chain of success has been the team. Each year finds a new crop of golden-voiced titans ready to brave the autumnal blasts and to roll that sacred sphere more or less at will. How, you may well ask, have the WYBC broadcasting big boys kept up for 267 consecutive games in as many years? The secret is determination, hard drive, grueling practice, and the virtual lack of opposition from anyone else on the field. Tradition dictates that so-called campus organizations send token so-called forces to the contest. These include the so-called banner, the so-called lit, the so-called scientific, the so-called record, and the so-called news. There's always doubt from year to year whether or not anyone will show up from these groups, but they're generally shamed into making an appearance. This year, for the first time, an additional unfortunate group, the so-called Dartmouth College team, has loudly bragged that it too will join in the fray, but even the enthusiastic spontaneity of the Hanoverians is unlikely to really carry them to any such reckless step.
The basic rules of bladder ball are simple enough. Play is officially underway when the WYBC vice chairman leaps to the top of the ball, acknowledges the gathered press, and makes a major policy speech. There is then generally a brief timeout as injured paper journalists are helped from the field. The WYBC men of sound then go through their colorful series of precision drills involving deft passing and dribbling of the 6-foot ball. Amid a tumult of approval, the Killer Cycle cohorts then toss the bladder ball across the goal of each opponent. But being true sportsmen, the order of this humiliation is varied from year to year. The game ends when the Yale Broadcasting Company chairman gives his traditional and noble decree of the executive clemency for all opponents, and the robust radio regulars march off in those firm and ordered ranks we've all come to know and love.
I dug deep for this tape from over 50 years ago.
In this treasured recording from the WYBC archives, we hear ace sportscaster Ken DeVoe giving the play-by-play of the game's climactic moment as the Harkness Tower Carillon tolls out a victory fanfare for the once more victorious Multiplex Marauders.
Here they come, aiming toward the High Street Gate. This is the big moment of the game, ladies and gentlemen. The campus cops are standing by. One door is closed. They seem to have locked the other door now, and they're going to try and get it outside.
Get the bike off!
This is the big surge. As they're trying to get it up, up, and no, they didn't get it over. They're still batting it up, up, and they can't seem to get it over. This is really tremendous, friend. Tremendous action here. There it is, over the fence. And here's the fight now. The campus cops over the fence, over the High Street fence. The cops have grabbed it. They're moving toward their truck, getting it inside, beating away the students inside the truck. If they're going to have to get it up in a hurry. Look out. Watch it now. There it is. It is in the truck, and the game looks like it's over. WIBC has done it again. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a down from the locker room in just one moment from Jay Feldman, the chairman of WIBC, with a victory statement. Jay.
I'd like to say that the other teams fought hard, but WIBC triumphed
And I just want to say that they fought hard, but they lost. The WIBC wins its 268th victory in bladder ball. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
WIBC had won once more, and history turned another page, but not before another crop of AM athletes had left their mark upon it.
WIBC 640 AM was fun, but one studio down the hall was WIBC FM, at the time running educational programming, Broadway show tunes, and classical music. But it was a real radio station that could be heard by the entire New Haven community. We AM rockers hungered for FM airtime, and in 1967 got the afternoon slot for an FM rock by request show called New Generation.
The sound is on, and you're with Radio New Haven Music. WIBC rocks.
Rock music on WIBC FM became increasingly popular, and by 1968, a group of students decided to stay through the summer. WIBC FM had never been on the air all year, and no other station in New Haven was on the air all night, 24 hours a day. We played mostly the new rock albums no one else was, progressive rock, and we experimented with theater of the mind.
I'm Kevin McCain, and I run a program I started calling, for no good reason, Diversion Beach. Actually, Diversion Beach makes no pretense to being a real beach. All the seagulls and stuff are on records. See? The theory of Diversion Beach is that sometimes when we do this show, we feel like we're on a beach, or at least close to the edge of something. And everything on Diversion Beach is sound. It could be records. And sometimes we use tapes. Sheep, sure of it. Or voices. And sometimes we make mistakes. And sometimes you don't know whether we made a mistake or not. Diversion Beach doesn't guarantee soul any more than a real beach. But we do guarantee to be on the air, like sound, at 2 o'clock Tuesday through Sunday mornings. I sincerely hope you'll join us on Diversion Beach Party. We have the new Rolling Stones single, which is Street Fighting Man and No Expectations, which incidentally had a large write-up, kind of, not actually a two-page spread in Billboard of pictures from Los Angeles of police brutality, I suppose. It's hard to tell, you know, when they have pictures of police being brutal. I'm not, you know, here's the thing, you know, if you have a society, and if you have a number of people together, the way that they work best is when you organize them into some kind of society. Now, I'm basically kind of anarchistic, but on the other hand, there are many aspects of a society which I kind of like, you know, things like distribution of food and so on and so on, which are impossible without a society. And then if you do have a society, especially if the society was a good one, it would be very good to have a kind of efficient police force. And so police on principle, I have nothing against. It's unfortunate that the way that the society is organized now, especially for people kind of on one side of it, especially the drug thing is what's, kind of unfortunate. The fact that drugs are illegal put a number of the best people of our generation, myself being 19, on the wrong side of the law, and this is just not a good system at all, and maybe the laws need changing, and maybe they don't, depending on how you look at it. That's just one of those things that happens. We got the Jimi Hendrix 45, Gordon Weingarth, and got the Rolling Stones, we got two new Apple records. Oh, that's the other thing I want to tell you about. We have an Apple record with two sides by Lennon McCartney, and another Apple record, Apple being the distributing company, in this case the Beatles company, two sides by George Harrison, sung by Jackie Lomax. So we'll listen to those, so we have some kind of interesting 45s. This is Jimi Hendrix. That's a Jimi Hendrix version of Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower. Bob Dylan's songs are great for doing rock versions of, because rock musicians generally are better musicians than they are linguists or whatever. You know what I mean. Anyway, the point is their words aren't that good. Very often, and they have, especially Jimi Hendrix, a lot of trouble with being overdramatic. And in this case, Bob Dylan is never overdramatic. I've never heard a Bob Dylan song that I thought was kind of overdone. They're all much too cynical to be overdone. That's one way, incidentally, those of you who are writing words can keep from getting overdramatic and getting over self-involved. That is, just be incredibly cynical about everything. Only that doesn't necessarily work, but I'll go into that later. In the leads, he has four choruses of leads through the middle of that. And the first chorus seemed, struck me as kind of greasy. The second chorus was that incredible Hendrix. Hendrix can slide better than anybody I've ever heard. He just has a feeling for the way that notes will move up and down the fretboard if you move your finger up and down the fretboard on a string, which is then still in motion. I'm in a very mechanical thing tonight because I've been reading Erickson's... actually, we read portions of it last night. It was Erickson's book on, I can't think of the name of it now, Childhood and Society.
Our broadcast day began again at 6 a.m. with Lee Mundell playing the same new progressive rock that had never before been heard on the radio.
Barry Goldberg reunion. I just realized I haven't spoken of Leaf in a long while. Leaf is the Green Baron of Disneyland East, and he's our ugly plant, but Leaf is alive and well in WIBC land, and he's sitting there all sort of happy. He's a little frazzled from the beginning of the summer, basically because of all the people running around that don't like plants, you know, which rip a leaf off or, you know, step on him a little bit. But basically, he's all right. How are you, Leaf? Yeah, he's fine. He's in good shape. This is Mr. James Hendrix and his experience.
All right!
Thing called Fire.
I dig this, baby.
That's still the head honcho of acid rock, as far as I'm concerned. Jimi Hendrix and Fire. This is the Quicksilver Messenger Service. Quicksilver Messenger Service, number 31 this week on the WIBC FM survey, and it's called Pride of Man. We're counting them down through the survey of the WIBC First in Connecticut, and also from Album Rock, stuff that you never hear on any other radio station. So stick with us until 10 o'clock and see what we mean. This is by the Blues Project. It's from their album Projections. The name of it is Steve's Song. That's Steppenwolf, and it's called Sookie Sookie, down to number 14 this week. It was a former number 2, I think it was. Got all the way up there. First half hour of the Play It Because It's on WIBC only half hour and hour. We heard Steve Miller Band, Barry Goldberg, Jimi Hendrix, Quicksilver Messenger Service, Blues Project, Steppenwolf. And before the news time, I think we can squeeze an Electric Flag and Amboy Dukes. And coming up in the next half hour, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Kangaroo, The Hello People, Shades of Deep Purple, The Cream, Country Joe and the Fish, Orpheus, and Big Brother. I think, if I can squeeze everything in.
The sound is WIBC now.
The jingles on a progressive rock station? Well, yeah, we were making it up as we went along. We weren't just a music station, either. There was lots of personality, like Tom Guterbach in Middays.
Yardbirds and Shapes of Things for you on George, your daytime listening program, here on WIBC. It's time now for our daily reading of Pogo, and this is something we do every day about this time. As you remember, the three bats in Pogo have been conducting polls on various things and discussing the merits and demerits of the various polls, and I do suggest you pick up a copy of whatever newspaper you know that has Pogo in it and read this. Because I look at it is what I mean, because the way it's drawn today is really, really something. A lot of very interesting, rare perspective. I'll tell you about it. The three bats we find sitting on a very thin little log. The bats aren't very big, you know. The grass grows way up above their heads in the swamp. And so the first bat is telling the others, It can't be Saturday, as our last interviewee opined. So the middle one says, ask the casual passerby. And the third one looks off to his left and says, how casual. And so we see them looking at two bugs that come up. Now, one of the bugs has a tattered, very, very tattered top hat, and a beaver hat, as a matter of fact, and has a tie and a high collar and very high eyebrows that reach up way up above the brims of his hat, and very long mustaches that reach all the way down past his collar, and a very long aquiline nose. He also has an umbrella. He's a very distinguished looking gentleman, somewhat seedy and old, however. Along with him is a fat old guy with a sort of hunter's cap. This is a sort of a June bug type, and an ear, is it called an ear horn? You know, the things that you use instead of a hearing aid to hear better if you're a little hard of hearing. And he's got a knotty cane and a full beard, and he looks a little red-nosed and drunk, but he is definitely hard of hearing. So we see, anyway, the two of the bats looking down between two knots of grass as these two tiny little bugs with all these features just barely visible in the distance coming up to them. And so the bat, one of the bat on nearest to them, says, hey, casual passers-by, is it your opinion it's Saturday? And, of course, the one with the ear pipe says, how's that? And so in the third frame, we see the two of them, the one with the top hat, bellows up at them, as any bloody blunk know, it's no Saturday by a bloody mile. Monday, that's the rum positive, mate. Monday. And the one with the ear pipe, of course, says, hey, what's I? And as they disappear into the distance, the fat one's still saying, what'd he say? What'd he say? We see the three bats with their sheets of paper and their pencils busily figuring it out. And the first says, of those alive and interviewed, 50 believe it's Saturday, 50% are of the opinion it's Monday. And the second one stares blankly at his sheet of paper, while the third one says, that means a prorated average mean vote fall zeroes in approximate somewheres in between, making it along about Sunday.
Baby, remember when we turned on to a rainy day?
That's Orpheus and their number 7 song here at WYBC. I've never seen love like this.
The song is WYBC.
For Afternoon Drive, we stuck with our original winner, Rock by Request, hosted by Ken DeVoe.
Unbelievable Jim Queskin and the Circus Song. I played in a jug band for a couple of weeks freshman year, way, way back when I was a college student, right? And I played the kazoo. And when I didn't have my kazoo, I used to do an ad hoc kind of sort of improvised kazoo by taking your right hand or left hand, gripping your thumb and index finger together, forming a little loop, putting the fleshy part of that hand over your mouth and going like that, and you've got an instant kazoo. All right, friends, more psychedelic requests on the Ken DeVoe program. Lonnie Donegan. Can't pronounce it. That's because I'm chewing gum. I left it last.
Oh, me, oh, my, oh, you. Whatever shall I do?
Is a dollar and a dime is a dime. We're singing out of chorus, but we haven't got the boop boop. That's tremendous. That's from the Super Session album. That is
playing those longer, sometimes very long, album cuts by request became a challenge. Some of those long requests came up so often, we had to play special versions. And of course, there was this classic. Yeah, Yeah, thank you. Maybe we'll play the long one tomorrow, huh? In that summer of 1968, WYBC-FM was on the air 24 hours a day. But it wasn't all progressive rock. For the dinner hour, Dave Wood stepped in with 3 hours of classical music.
Luciano Ferrio's Omaggio a Joyce, and that was composed by him on magnetic tape in 1959. It used their three texts from Ulysses by James Joyce. Actually, it's the same text read in English, French, and Italian. And he supposedly transformed it into music. As a matter of fact, that is the perhaps the best of six things, on a Limelight album called Image Fantastique, electronic experimental music by Berio, Moderna, Ferrari, Zenakis, and Dufresne Baronet. We played the thing by Dufresne Baronet the other evening called U-47, and the humor in that was enough to keep me from playing it this evening. But at any rate, this kind of thing is on Limelight Records. And there are three different albums. I'm not sure if they're out now in your favorite neighborhood music store, but they should be very soon. And as a matter of fact, things like that will be out on Limelight 45s. Limelight Records is going to put out classical music on 45s, as are a number of other record companies. And those should be out sometime this fall. Right now we turn to music from France that... French overtures, actually, and here we hear the one by Albert from Fra Diavolo with Ernest Ansermet conducting the L'Orchestre de la Suisse Romande.
Heavy fighting is reported in Prague while the Czech president confers in Moscow. It's 9 p.m. and this is Jim Burnley with WYBC's Evening Report.
Yes, 50 years ago, all radio stations had to carry news, and Jim Burnley was heard four times a day. Jim went on to be the United States Secretary of Transportation in the Reagan administration, proving that WYBC didn't render all of us unemployable. Nighttime was the right time for WYBC to feature some soul music, hosted by New Haven community member Willie Wright.
Everybody, let me through here. Pardon me, madam. Pardon me, fella.
Just who do you think you are?
Welcome to the Willie Wright Show, where the big soul sounds are being played.
Good God, let me in here. 69 degrees in the Elm City area. 5 minutes past 9 o'clock, and we have a special guest on our show this evening. Who else? Yeah, Big Bob Brooks from Springfield, baby. You know, sock it on out there to you, too. Yeah. All right, we're going to start the show off this evening with the one and only King of Soul, Mr. Dynamite, Mr. Entertainment, James Brown, live from the Apollo Theater. And here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's star time at the Apollo Theater. $1 million seller, try me. Please, please, please. And this is a man's world.
Most constructive tune of 1966, Don't Be a Dropout. Let yourself go. Baby, don't you weep. Let's bring him on right now. Everybody, the hardest working man in show business, James Brown, ladies and gentlemen.
And then for late nights, we transitioned back to progressive rock with some progressive jazz. Pardon Our Progress on WYBC-FM, hosted by Rich Sanders.
A young sound, WYBC swings.
Denny Zeitlin from the album Zeitgeist. That's called Offshore Breeze. Zeitlin on piano, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Jerry Grinelli on drums. Let's see, hold your radios for a second while I choke, all right? Okay, thank you very much. It's much better. Let's see. Speaking of breezes, this is WYBC-FM in New Haven. 94.3 megacycles, the exciting sound of hot air for young adults of all ages. It's 1:30 right now. My name is Rich Sanders. The show is called Pardon Our Progress. We play jazz till 2 o'clock in the morning. To sort of pick up your mood a little bit, here's Oscar Peterson and the trio when they performed live at the Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen. The album is called Eloquence, and this is something they even put on a 45 record. They try to push it. It was one of those few jazz records they ever tried to make popular, sort of like Eddie Harris and Listen Here. That's it. They're trying to push that on the rock stations, and they are on one of them. It's sort of a pick hit type thing. And on another one, it's on the survey. So you never know. Jazz is liable to make it yet. This one never did as far as top 40 rock and roll stations. It made it on some of the easy listening stations, and it's kind of a good song anyhow. It's called The Smudge.
So that was it, the summer of 1968, when Yale students on WYBC-FM created a new round-the-clock radio format no one had ever heard. There were only a handful of progressive rock stations in the entire country then, in places like San Francisco. And WYBC-FM stayed a student rock station for years to come. Here's a promo I produced for the Late Night Show in 1969.
The time, Saturday night, 1 o'clock. The scene, your head.
Are you ready to scream because you're so high?
Turn off your mind, relax, and float downstream.
Up periscope, mate.
You wanna know the tall captain?
We all live in a
simple life-size replica of the Taj Mahal made entirely out of
the Big Note. Everything in the universe is made of the Big Note.
What about G7?
Out of sight.
I caught your show a bunch of times.
Yes, it is a catchy little number.
Every Saturday night, diversion with Dean Paler. Take off your shoes and see if you can catch it.
And when women came to Yale, finally, some of them became great radio personalities.
Hey, Judy.
Around, around she goes, and where?
FM over here? Let me try it.
Melanie Haber.
Melanie Haber?
You may remember her as Audrey Farber.
Audrey Farber?
Susan Underhill?
Susan Underhill?
How about Judy Vecchione?
Judy Vecchione. I hadn't heard that name since last Tuesday at 3 p.m.
Hey, Judy.
Round and round I go. Hey, hey, babe, we're on the wheel again.
Oh, no, that woman understands how radio works.
Judy Vecchione. Every Tuesday from 3 to 6 on WYBC FM, New Haven.
Myself, I went to work in commercial radio here in New Haven as an AM Top 40 boss jock.
Kevin McKeown.
Neil Diamond at WNHC to tell you how the fire started in the movie theater. Yeah, with a crackle in row C.
Ah, crackling rosy.
They've just revoked my poetic license. Thank you, Neil. It's 1120 at WNHC with Kevin McKeown.
WNHC, New Haven.
One of the biggest records on WNHC's official all-time top 300 as determined by your votes last weekend. Chuck Berry, Gonna Make Merry at 1127. This is Kevin McKeown. Got a million-dollar weekend going at WNHC. Johnny, boy, you better be good. Eric Clapton working out his axe. I'm not sure if that's a wah-wah pedal or an oh-wow pedal, but it sure works. 1141, White Room and Kevin McKeown.
Today being the Friday before the Sunday, that's the first Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox, that's an especially relevant song. Good Friday, Murray Head, Jesus Christ Superstar, hit line for East Haven.
WNHC.
Then back to FM at WPLR and out to Southern California to be part of the 1974 Billboard Station of the Year.
We meet again at the Rock and Roll of Bob Coburn. We'll be back on Sunday. Did you hear that Ralph McHale concert tonight, huh? Pretty fine. Real nice and mellow on a night like this. Kevin McHugh on FM.
KGB, San Diego.
On a night like this.
I ended up in Los Angeles as general manager of the world-famous K-Rock, working with the Firesign Theater, Timothy Leary, and, oh yeah, this guy.
This is your old friend Frank Zappa talking to you directly from Pasadena on KROQ. What's the number here? 106.7. It's a very cute radio station with an ugly rug on the floor. And and some really cheap equipment. Oh, my goodness. How do you people do it? And how do you get your sound?
It's all done with mirrors.
Uh-huh.
WYBCX, thanks for the time. I hope this last half hour gave you some idea of what we were up to 50 years ago. I'm Kevin McKeown, Yale and WIBC, Class of 69.
Kevin McKeown,
WIBC,
produced as part of the Yale 69 50th Class Reunion.